Polish-American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish-Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blehar.
Jane Dobrin, welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio, and the entire world can tune in simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or go to the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com and click on the link. Well, as we get started, I ask that you contact family members and friends and invite them to tune in, however they choose to tune in. Then sit back, relax, and enjoy as we start off today with this one. It is a polka celebration, and it's by Eddie Blazanczyk and the Versatones.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, welcome to our Saturday variety broadcast. And it's hard to believe, but the autumn season is here, and we are preparing for all sorts of autumn season events. Today, I have some news to share about some of those events, and I'll be announcing them throughout the broadcast, understanding that many of our internet and social media listeners live far away from those events. But as you hear about them, in our Philadelphia and tri-state area, I encourage you to support your own local events. However, all of us that tune in on the internet and watch the Polish American news online, read it online, send out the various programs that we have on social media, able to watch the dancers perform there at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, we're all able to feel like we're there personally. And my thanks to everyone that stopped me to let me know that they tune into our broadcast. It really does make sure we know we're doing a good job and we do our best, and we thank you for spreading the word. And at this time, I ask that you spread the word about the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, known as the PRCUA, and as you know, they've been serving the community for over 150 years. Mr. James Robaczewski, who is the national president, wants you to know that they have members in all 50 states. They offer life insurance plans, annuities, fraternal benefits, and so much more. And they ask that you check out their internet site for additional information. Go to PRCUA.org. That's PRCUA.org. You can also give their main telephone number a call during regular business hours. That's 1-800-772-8632. Remember, no matter where you live, the PRCUA welcomes you to become a member. And also, WSFS Banks wishes all of you the very best. And they want to remind you that they stand for service. Check them out on the internet by going to WSFSBank.com, where you will find a listing of all of their locations. Well, Sunday, September the 22nd, will be another date in Polish-American history as Polish-Americans gather to dedicate the Solidarity Monument at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, 654 Ferry Road in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. The event will begin with a Mass at 12:30 in the afternoon in the main Shrine Church, followed by the ceremony at the new Solidarity Monument at 2 p.m. Many guests will be attending the unveiling ceremony of the new Solidarity Monument, including the President of Poland, Andrzej Duda, along with guests from Solidarity Movement from Poland as well as the United States, to honor everyone who fought for freedom and in Poland during World War II and during the Solidarity Movement. The Smolensk Disaster Committee, the Polish Army veterans, the Polish American community leaders are all promoting this historic event. That's tomorrow, Sunday, September the 22nd at 2 p.m. at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Well, right now I have a few birthday wishes to extend, and they are being wished also the very best. And Stolat, that's going out for Terry Fedet from her husband, Mark, for Maria Jurski from her husband, Steve, and for Ellen Dawson from her husband, Ed. Now, I saw two of these couples at the Polish-American Festival there at Częstochowa, so we're going to enjoy something that they enjoyed, and it is O Baby Mine Polka, and it's by Lenny Gomulka and the Chicago Push. I want to also send this out for everybody in the audience celebrating a wedding anniversary this week. Baby mine.
Baby mine.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you.
That's why
I dream about you. If I could only put my arms around you, life would be so fair.
If you were here,
we two could hug and kiss and never tire. I'm on fire.
You are
my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you.
Why? dream.
Baby mine,
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you.
That's why
I dream about you. If I could only put my arms around you, life would be so fair. If I could only put my arms around you, life would be so fair.
For over 80 years, the Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
Well, one thing I learned over the years is that publicity helps keep people together. And bearing that in mind, I would like to remind all of you that the September edition of the Polish American News is located on the top of PolishAmericanCenter.com. It's really been a great way for us to keep people together and let them know ways to celebrate things, where to attend things, and of course, about historic reflections and things like that. Do check it out. And of course, copy the link and send it off to family and friends. When you go on there, you'll be able to see a lot of information about the Polish American Cultural Center Museum. All of our advertisers are listed in there. It's a very special edition. Do spread the word, and it's helping us prepare for October as National Polish American Heritage Month. And as you know, all of you have been asked to spread the word to family and friends to make sure they know about October, Polish American Heritage Month. And now I want to play a message that we have been sending out to all of the press and is available also on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com in the link there on the top for Polish American Heritage Month. October is National Polish American Heritage Month, and Polonia in the USA is urged to highlight the history, traditions, and culture of the Polish people, which have been a proud part of America's history since the arrival of the first Polish settlers at Jamestown, Virginia, on October 1, 1608. Today, more than 20 million Americans share full or partial Polish heritage and continue to celebrate the traditions and customs of their ancestors from Poland. For more information about Polish American Heritage Month and ways to celebrate during October, visit the committee on the internet at PolishAmericanHeritageMonth.com or visit PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, I'm really pleased that many of the radio broadcasts play that information piece, and many of the newspapers are promoting October as National Polish American Heritage Month. That'll begin in just about 10 days. So it's going to be very, very interesting. And I'm asking all of you, you can go on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com and even print out a poster red and red, white and blue. It's beautiful. Hang it up at stores, organizations, at your house. It's a way of getting the message out to the general public. And on page 5 of the September edition of the Polish American News, you'll also find a poster celebrating October as Polish American Heritage Month and additional information. And at this time, all of our friends and supporters from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union take this opportunity to encourage you to promote October as Polish American Heritage Month. And they also encourage you to check out their site on the internet by going to psfcu.com. That stands for Polish Slavic Federal Credit Union. Go to psfcu.com. This is an outstanding organization. They take in people all over the USA, and you'll be very pleased with what they have to offer. Check out that site by going to psfcu.com. And one more thing I have to say is the 91st annual Pulaski Day Parade in Philadelphia will be taking place on Sunday, October the 6th, on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Center City, Philadelphia. Everyone is working together to get this to be a wonderful event again this year. The parade will step off at 12 noon and arrive at Logan Circle on the Parkway at 19th Street for live television coverage on WPBI TV 6 ABC from 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon. And remind everybody in the family that it will be on again 12:30 until 2. No matter where they live, they can log on or they can check it out on their TV, TV 6 ABC. And for more information about this year's parade, go to PulaskiDayParade.com or the link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But first, I have some wedding anniversaries to extend, and they're going out for Stella and Henry Krajewski, for Mary and Edward Jankowski, as well as for Laura and Stanley Bach, for Helen and John Zemiało, for Jean and Martin Frankowski, as well as for Elizabeth and Edward Bobola. For all of them and all of you celebrating a wedding anniversary, let's enjoy this one. It is called Look at You, Look at Me, and it's by Dennis Motyka and the Good Times.
Look at you, you're looking pretty, just as pretty as you did on the day you said I do. Look at me, I know I've changed some. My love for you will never fade away. Look at us, we're so much in love, and our love has grown through all the years. What's even better, we'll be together in love through eternity. Since the very first day that we met, look at me, I am your sweetheart. We'll be sweethearts, there will never be an end. Look at us, we've got each other. Life's been good for you and for me. What's even better, we'll be together in love through eternity. Other. Life's been good for you and for me.
What's even better, we'll be together. In love through eternity.
Ladies and gentlemen, supporters of the Buy American Made campaign and American Workers Radio want to thank everyone helping to spread the message to expand businesses and increase jobs in the United States of America. Because of ongoing inflation, it is very important to have our supporters looking at labels before they make a purchase. And because so many Americans have been speaking up, there is a growing amount of support from radio and television broadcasters, newspapers, and the internet. It is important for everyone to understand that our campaign is not seeking to discourage worldwide competition, but rather to expand it so that more American-made products are for sale in the United States and also available for sale on the international market. Right now, 70% of America's economy is based on Americans spending their money to purchase products and services. If 70% of our nation's economy represents the need for Americans to buy everyday goods like clothing, household needs, electronics, and hundreds of others, it is more important than ever that businesses based in America be provided every government-level incentive available to help restore America's manufacturing base, which would mean tens of millions of additional jobs for our fellow Americans. Manufacturing what Americans need and use on a regular basis was the cornerstone of America's economy for 200 years. The question our campaign asks is, why did America's national elected leaders sit back and do nothing as thousands of American-based businesses moved production of their products overseas, which created jobs for foreign workers while eliminating millions of jobs for American workers? We want to say thank you for spreading the word to your family and friends. Email them our weekly commentary, which is located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. This is Michael Blihash. Your comments and suggestions are always welcome. Email them to Michael@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this is always my time to say thank you to all of the radio broadcasters that repeat my message during their broadcast. And thank you for spreading good news to people, urging people to go out and support American workers, and also to the newspapers. Many of you see them in various publications, and I want to thank all the newspaper editors and the people who are spreading the information by downloading the copies that you can find on the front page of American Workers Radio, the commentary for the week, and send it off to your local paper. This is how we're getting the message out. And as I said during today's commentary, right now, 70% of America's economy is based on spending money to purchase products and services. If 70% of our dollar is used for everyday needs, including clothing, household needs, food, electronics, and things like that, why shouldn't we have more and more of that directed to America so that we can have more Americans employed? That's really the message that we've been talking about. We're not discouraging international workers or international business. We are encouraging more American-made products be made here in the USA. And I'd like to encourage you to tune in again this Wednesday to our Wednesday morning edition of American Workers Radio from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on 860. And you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and just click on the Listen Anytime link. And if you have Alexa, no matter where you live, you just say, Alexa, American Workers Radio. And I'd like to say thank you to some of our panel members, Larkin Conley, Bruce Bassett-Powell, and Mark Andel, our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, who support me in every way to make our program a great success. And thank you for your great comments and suggestions. And your suggestions will be used in my commentaries and during our Wednesday broadcast. You can email them to michael@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And also, there's so much talk about registering to vote, preparing to vote. Well, I want all registered voters to plan to vote however you're going to vote, whether you're going to do a mail-in or go out and vote on November the 5th, to make sure that you are ready to do that. There's something very important about voting. We want to get everyone out this year. We want everyone's opinion known to the people in Washington that this is what change we're looking for. This is what we want to have happen. And the candidates cannot take anything for granted because every vote is going to count. So everyone better start looking out to impress the candidates as much as they can. Do let family and friends also know that there is a voter registration form. Many states are still allowing you to vote by register to vote online. So you can go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and on the bottom you will find the register to vote link. How about we pause now and enjoy this selection for all of you, our faithful supporters. It's called Keep on the Sunny Side, and it is by Dick Piller and his orchestra.
Song of hope. side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten up the way if we keep on the sunny side of life.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Saturday Variety program serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware, 7 days a week here on 860 AM. And as I say so often, there are so many ways for you to listen to our broadcast on Facebook and also by going. And by the way, the Facebook link is also on the front page of Polish American Center. Just on the very front, just go down a few on the left side and you will see the Facebook link. And you can also see all of our broadcasts listed there. And our schedule is the same Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. On Monday and Tuesday, tune in to Barbara Ilnitska in the Polish language. On Wednesday, I'm here for another edition of American Workers Radio. And then on Thursday morning at 11, Barbara is back. And then at 11:45, it is the Pauline Fathers radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. On Friday morning, Barbara Ilnitska is back. And on Saturdays, I'm always looking forward to having you here with us from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. Or you can tune in 24 hours a day from the links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com or on Facebook, or just by going to the internet or your Alexa and saying Saturday Variety Program. Alexa, Saturday Variety Program, and it should come right up. And then on Sundays, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Ilnitska in the Polish language, followed by Polonia Today with hostess Debbie Majka. Now, if you have that special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our Saturday broadcast, just send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program Office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19106. And I'll certainly do my very best to have it done for you on the appropriate Saturday. And I want to remind you about another very important organization in southeastern Pennsylvania that serves not only southeastern Pennsylvania, but people from across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It is Polish American Social Services, founded in Philadelphia in 1908. And of course, they were founded at the immigrant port of entry there at Delaware Avenue and Washington Avenue in Philadelphia along the riverfront. And I want to tell you, they've been doing great work for 116 years. It's pretty good to see such an organization with great ideals helping people to remain self-sufficient. They promote services to the elderly. They promote jobs, everything that is good for people to have a good life and an enjoyable one. And I encourage you to check them out on the internet by going to PolishAmericanSocialServices.com or go to the site UnitedSocialServices.com. And for more information, you can also give them a call Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at 215-923-1900. Do spread the word. And for more information, you can also check out their page in the Polish American News. They have one in the September edition on page 10. Check it out. And I want to remind all of you that the property tax rent rebate program for this year has been extended till December the 31st. And for more information, call, pass, and they'll get an application out to you. And also, people have been telling me how grateful they are to have heard about the Good RX program. No matter if you have any type of benefits or not, When you go for a prescription, tell them you want to be on the Good Rx program. It costs you nothing. It helps you save money on prescription drugs. It's available at all pharmacies. And also, I want to mention, too, that on the last page of the September edition, that's page 25, you can get a page of advertisers that help us out. Click on the page of your choice, and it'll give you all information about their services. Well, it's time now to say happy birthday in Stola to Jan Skelnik from his wife Marta, for Richard Valentes from his wife Amy, to Hank Markevich from his wife Samantha, and for Tom Kulpa from his wife Jean. For all of these gentlemen and all the gentlemen in our audience, let's enjoy this one. It is Happy Man Polka. Best wishes to everyone, all of our gents celebrating a birthday this week. This one is by Dick Piller and his orchestra.
I was given, concerned how I was living, and a secret that could bring me happiness. It was told to me by a very wise man to help me be the best that I can. I keep it here inside me to comfort me and guide me, and I hope that it can help you too. Just keep a smile on your face and a dream in your heart, and do the best you can. And everybody will know by the smile that you show that you're a happy man. Just a way of living, and this advice I'm giving, and I hope that it can bring you happiness. Yes, I learned a lot from that very wise man. It helps me be the best that I can. I keep it here inside me to help me and to guide me, and I hope that it can help you too. Just keep a smile on your face and a dream in your heart, and do you can. And everybody will know by the smile that you show that you're a happy man.
The Polish National Alliance, America's largest ethnic fraternal life insurance and investment organization, encourages you to open a PNA annuity. Your deposits are tax deferred. You can open the account with $500 and then make future deposits in any amount in your tax deferred annuity. For more information about PNA annuities, IRAs, and life insurance programs, call the Polish National Alliance at their toll-free number 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723. and complete details will be sent to you from the national office. When you call, you can also request that a local PNA representative contact you directly with further details about PNA annuities, IRAs, and their many insurance programs. Call the Polish National Alliance at 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723.
And as I mentioned earlier, Sunday, September the 22nd, will be another date in Polish-American history as Polish-Americans gather to dedicate the Solidarity Monument at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. As you know, that's at 654 Ferry Road in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. The event will begin with a Mass at 12:30 in the afternoon in the main Shrine Church, followed by the ceremony at the new Solidarity Monument at 2 p.m. Now, several guests will attend the unveiling of the new Solidarity Monument, including the President of Poland, Andrzej Duda, along with guests from the Solidarity Movement from Poland and the United States. They'll all be gathering to honor the many years of fighting for freedom in Poland during World War II and during the Solidarity Movement. The Smolensk Disaster Committee and also the Polish Army Veterans of America and the Polish-American community leaders are promoting this very historic event. That's tomorrow, Sunday, September the 22nd, at 2 in the afternoon at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts wants to remind you that they have two locations in Pennsylvania to serve you. One is at 690 West DeKalb Pike, that is in the King of Prussia Mall. And for more information about what they have to offer, I encourage you to visit polskapolishpottery.com. That's polskapolishpottery.com. And you can also give that store a call at area code 610-256-2306. They also have a promo in the September edition of the Polish American News. And they do have that second location, Polish Pottery Pride, and that's at 29 Wyoming Valley Mall in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And that internet site is polishpotterypride.com. And that contact telephone number is 570-592-6382. But you can always go to polskapolishpottery.com, where you will find all of their products proudly displayed. And, of course, it's coming quicker and quicker every day. Weeks fly away. The 91st Annual Pulaski Day Parade in Philadelphia is ready to go for Sunday, October the 6th, on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Center City, Philadelphia. The parade steps off at 12 noon and arrives at Logan Circle on the parkway, and that'll be for live television coverage from 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon on TV6 ABC as we begin Polish American Heritage Month. There's a link right there on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Click on it and it'll give you all the details. And right with it is the entrance for the Polish American Heritage Month celebration. Just click on that and you'll go in there, and boy, you'll be really pleased with all the information. And you can also print out posters from that site. And at this time, I have greetings from Helen Cizio and all the members of the Polish American Heritage Association, known as PAHA, from the Manayunk and Roxborough area of Philadelphia. And as you know, Helen Cizio is the Grand Marshal of the 2024 Pulaski Day Parade. Also, best wishes from Kazimierz Kowalski and Joseph Walunas, as well as from Pat Volka and all the members of the Polish American Heritage Association, PAHA, from Camden County, New Jersey. You can check out their internet site by going to pahacamdencounty.com. And also, best wishes for all of you as we end the summer season from Joseph Walunas, Helen Cizio, the Polish American Heritage Association, from Maniunk in Roxborough, from Eugene and Marie Mattioni, from Caroline Czeszelka, from Michael and Karen Hrabowski, for Diane Muchowski-Labruno, and also from Teresa Romanowski, from Christine Latos, and also from Pan Kazimir Kowalski, as well as from the entire Gruszewski and Schaller family. And now, as we prepare for Polish American Heritage Month, let's enjoy this selection. It is Rozmowa, and it has some ways to say some nice things in Polish, and it is by Ania Piwowarczyk.
Żyć swobodnie, gdy się dobrze język zna, ale czasem jest wygodnie, gdy się zna języki dwa. Ja do ciebie po angielsku, ty po polsku do mnie mów. Może nam się kiedyś przyda tych niewinnych parę słów. Dzień dobry, good morning, dobranoc, good night. Jak się masz, how are you, w porządku, all right. Bądź wesoł, keep smiling. Wiem dokładnie, czego chcesz. Parę słów angielskich umiesz i ja parę polskich też. Już się łatwiej dogadamy, już ten mur milczenia znik. Już trudności tych nie mamy, by się porozumieć mi. Ja kocham, I love you, twe oczy, your eyes. Na zawsze, forever, to pięknie, that's nice. Kochanie, my darling. Sunshine, mą gwiazdą, my star. Now you've learned a few words from me and I've learned a few from you, so our minds won't feel so dizzy searching for the words to use. You'll go your way, I'll go my way, but when we meet again someday, we'll just smile and greet each other and together we quiet dookoła around. Jak wieje, the wind blows bezgłośnie, no sound. Śni księżyc, the moon shines na zewnątrz, outside. Pocałuj mnie, kiss me, dobranoc, good
Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. And I would like to remind you about the Polish American Cultural Center Museum. They're at 308 Walnut Street, 3rd and Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia. It is open, admission free, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And, of course, for additional information about everything there at the Polish American Cultural Center, visit their internet site by going to PolishAmericanCenter.com. And for more information about all the activities taking place there at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, you can check them out on the internet by going to PolishShrine.com. And if you live in southeastern Pennsylvania or New Jersey and you have roofing needs, remember, roofing is very important for the house. Check out Union Roofing, and you can check them out on the internet by going to unionroofing.net. That's unionroofing.net. You can also give them a call, and that is at 215-464-6425. That's 215-464-6425. And if you would like flowers sent within the Philadelphia tri-state area or anywhere in the USA, remember, Bee Flowers is there to assist you. For more information, visit them on the internet by going to bee-flowers.com. That's bee-flowers.com. And also greetings once again from our friends and supporters from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And for more information about their many services, you can check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com. And as you know, we support our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine who are going through some very difficult times because of Putin and his troops. I would like to encourage you to check out the link on the front page of Polish American Center, if there is any way for you to support the efforts of the agencies that are helping the people resettle in Poland and surrounding areas. After all this time, they still have a lot of needs. Do check out that link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. It is Campaign to Aid Ukrainian Refugees.
For over 80 years, the Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, kabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, I have a special request to play this selection. It is God Bless America Again, and it's by Ann Slack and the Memory Makers.
I wish God would bless America again, just like he did way back there when it all began. He blessed her then, and we sort of took it for granted, and really didn't ask again. So let's just kind of hold her hand now, that's all, and just in case she stumbles, let's don't let her fall.
God bless America again.
A lot of book learning. There's many things that you just don't understand. But I know this much. She's just like a mother to me. And I love her with all my heart. And let me tell you this, ma'am. Everything that I am, or I ever hope to be, I owe it all to her. Let's everyone join hands together now and sing God bless America again.
God bless America again.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's a lot of getting together to do good things that makes people feel good about everything that's happening. What we have to do is make sure that more of the good things continue and less of the problems that we hear about are in the news. I'd like to see all good stuff happen like we try to talk about here during our broadcast. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until this Wednesday at 11 or next Saturday at 11, or if I see you in my travels, I will welcome the opportunity to speak with you. Let me know that you tune into our broadcast. Thanks for going out and supporting American workers and the businesses that employ them. Support your local businesses. That's very, very important at this time. Well, as we close off today, we're going to enjoy another selection by the very, very well-known and popular Polka family, who made a great appearance there at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. This one is called Idzie Lala.
Piknik i wszystkie koziny. Mama, tata, dalej gusia, tak jak poprawiny. Chodźcie wszyscy na ten piknik, bo w nie minie lato. Przyjdzie jesień, będzie zima, nie szładzie mi na to. Skocznie grają i tam, tam do bary. Come on, Frankie, come on, Kasia, come on, everybody. Pije wódka, pije piwo, tak jak wielkie pan. Zapanduje dookoło, bo nie mije sam. Laleczka, jak nam tańcowała, chłopcy naj...